This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Yosef Komunyakaa. He was born on April 29, 1941, in Bogalusa, Louisiana. His birth name was James William Brown. His father was a carpenter, and he grew up hearing the poetry of the Old Testament in church. He came of age during the Vietnam War. He joined the Army and wrote for the military paper Southern Cross, where he interviewed soldiers and published essays about Vietnamese history. He earned a Bronze Star and was honorably discharged. When he returned to the United States, he enrolled at the University of Colorado and received his BA thanks to the GI Bill, which has made a difference in the lives of so many of our veterans. He then went on to earn an MA in writing, also from Colorado State, and then took an MFA at the University of California, Irvine. When he started to publish poetry, he decided to adopt the name Komunyakaa, which was his grandfather's African name. His work often revolves around Black experience in the South, his childhood, and the war in Vietnam. One critic described his work this way: "Most of Yosef Komunyakaa's poems rise to a crescendo like that moment in songs one or two beats before the bridge when everything is hooked up, full blown." His many books include Lost in the Bone Wheel Factory, Copacetic, Toys in a Field, Neon Vernacular, Thieves in Paradise, Talking Dirty to the Gods, and The Emperor of Water, among many others. He's won the Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, the Ruth Lilly Prize, the Wallace Stevens Award, a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Pulitzer Prize. He lives in New York City, where he is a professor at New York University. Today's poem is A Break from the Bush. It comes from his collection, Dinh Ki Dao. That phrase, Dinh Ki Dao, is Vietnamese for crazy. The locals, when they saw Americans fighting in their jungles, often used that phrase, Dinh Ki Dao. It was a type of craziness, after all, to travel so far around the world to fight and kill and die. This particular collection of poetry by Komunyakaa is generally regarded as one of the best about the Vietnam War. Our poem for today is about that moment, that glorious moment, when soldiers are allowed to relax, to have some R&R. They can take off their helmets and put down their guns. They can rest. Although the body might be at ease, the mind, however, is not. This is A Break from the Bush by Yosef Komunyakaa. The South China Sea drives in another herd. The volleyball's a punching bag. Clem's already lost a tooth, and Johnny's left eye is swollen shut. Frozen airlifted steaks burn on a wire grill, and miles away, machine guns can be heard. Pretending we're somewhere else, we play harder. Lee Otis, the point man, high on Buddha grass, buries himself up to his neck in sand. Can you see me now? In this spot, they're going to build a Hilton, invest in paradise. Bang, bozos, you're dead. Frenchie's cassette player unravels Hendrix's Purple Haze. Snake, 17, from Daytona, sits at the water's edge, the ash on his cigarette pointing to the ground like a crooked finger. CJ, who in 3 days will trip on a fragmentation mine, runs after the ball into the Whitecaps, laughing.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.